A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Samach Gimel. Baba Basra 163. A pagination is 325. We'll start on the facing page, four lines up at the end of a line. We're dealing with a case that there was a gap between the shtar, the document, and the witnesses. As we mentioned in yesterday's daf, it's understood that a certain amount of gap is going to take place. The sofer has a good hand. He writes meticulously. And when the witnesses come to sign what was written, it's common that there should be a little bit of a gap. They're not able to be mechavein, to be precise in where they sign. And therefore, we actually have a rule which we discussed, that we do not learn anything from the last line of a shtar, because we're worried that they signed distant from the shtar one line worth. That's the amount of discrepancy in their precision. And we're worried that someone forged a line of text right before the witness's signature in that space that was left. We also learned that if two lines were left in a document between the document and the signatures, then the shtar would be batel, would be pasul, would be invalid, because it leaves an opportunity for ziyuf, possibly by adding to the shtar, or another possibility is cutting off the shtar that exists and using the two remaining lines before the signatures to create a whole new document. And therefore, when Beis Din looks at such a document with the signatures leaving two lines of space before the signatures, the entire document is invalid. Omar Chizkia said, Mel'ehu bikrovim kosher. If they realize that there's a gap and they don't want the entire document to be invalid, and they did something wrong, there's a problem here, the witnesses had left two lines of space, if they would fill in that space with relatives, people who are invalid to say testimony on this particular shtar, but basically they're kosher people. You fill in the space with relatives signing, then it will be kosher. And the reason is simple, because it no longer has the space lehizdayef, to be forged. You filled in that space. This is similar to sometimes on a ksuba you'll see that there's a blank left in the basic print, and the rabbi fills in words on the blank line. But there's still space between the end of his writing till the end of the line. Now, I'm not positive exactly what might be filled in. If you already had the name of the chassan once or twice, are you really worried that the name is going to be altered, but the numbers filled into the ksuba could be altered? And therefore, we make a line from the end of your writing until the margin, so that at least professionally speaking, nothing can be filled in. So what they did over here is they filled in the space with relatives. Says Chizkiya, it's kosher, because you accomplished what you wanted. Nothing can be filled in anymore because there's writing there, the writing of these invalid witnesses. Va'al tatama, and don't be in wonderment against me that when it was blank, it was no good. And now that it has pasul fill-in, it is good. Sharei avir sukkah posel b'shlosha. By a sukkah, if you have pasul schach, then it's invalid in more space than if it had blank schach. Let's translate that again. Sharei avir sukkah, space by a sukkah, posel b'shlosha, passels it with three tvachim of space, of blank. But schach posel, posel b'arba'a. But if it's schach posel, then even up to four is still going to be kosher. In other words, schach posel is more valid. There's a case. Let's say 3.5 tfachim. If it was blank, it would be posel. If it's 3.5 of posel schach, it's still kosher. You see that filling something in could be more kosher than had you left it blank. The Gemara continues on to today's daf. Iboy luhu, they ask the following question. Shnei shitin sha'amru, these two lines that we're talking about, hein va'aviron, is this with the space, taking that into account as well, aduma hein v'lo aviron, or there's room for one line, but you didn't leave any line spacing. If you do formatting in word processing, this is very apparent. There's a size for the font, and there's a size for the line spacing. If you make the line spacing too small, then the print of one line actually overrides on the print of the other line. Typically, you have your line spacing, which is a certain font, a size, and that's the same size as what would take to write a letter in that amount of space. In the case of Hebrew, we talk about lamids and chafs, letters that protrude into the other line, and that's how much line spacing you need so that they shouldn't touch from one line to the next. So the question was, you left space of a line. Is that already invalid, or only if it's the space plus the line spacing so that someone could actually write a word, a line? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Mistavra, it makes sense that we're not so makbid that once you left one line, it's already invalid. It's Dehein V'Aviron. It's the space plus the line spacing. The Isal Katei Dehein V'Lo Aviron, because if it's without the line spacing, Shita Achas B'Lo Avira L'Maychazia, what could you possibly use it for? It's like Zilba Sartaima. Go follow the reason. The reason was that someone's going to fill in a line. If he filled in a line, there would be writing. He would need space between the line before and the witnesses. Elishma mina, makes sense. That's the ruling. Hein va'aviron, shma mina, and that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as well. Rav Shavsi Oma Mishmei Dechizkia, not only is it the line and its spacing, but shnei shitin she'amru b'ksav yidei eidim v'lo ksav yidei sofer. When we talk about the lines that were left that would invalidate because we think they could be used by somebody, it's in the handwriting size of the witnesses, meaning amateur writing, v'lo ksav yidei sofer, but not the meticulous writing of the scribe. My time, why? Dechala mezayif, because you're worried that someone's going to forge something. If a person did forge something, lav legabe safra ozele mezayif, he doesn't go to the scribe to forge it, to add the line. He tries to do it himself quietly in a hidden way, because he's afraid that if he goes to the sofer and tells him, the sofer would decline, and his trick would be out of the bag. Someone would know that he's trying to do this. So he's never going to go to the sofer. We have a concept, umen lomara umnosei. the sofer doesn't want to lose his good reputation and align himself with the thief. The thief is going to do it quietly. So what size font, so to speak, is he going to use? It's going to be what he's capable of, not the meticulous writing of the sofer, but rather he's going to do an addendum that's going to match the edim, that the edim are going to sign on it the way it looks. And therefore, this space defined when we talk about two lines has been established. Not only does it have to be two lines, because one line is already protected, we don't learn from the last line, but it has to be the two lines with some space, and in the font of an amateur person, because we're not choshesh, we're not worried that the scribe himself would be the one to do the forging. It's going to be the litigant who's going to be doing the forging that we're concerned might happen. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.